الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ولا نذير له ولا مثال له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد مبارك وسلم صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وأزواجه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. واذكروا نعمة الله عليكم إذ كنتم أعداء فألف بين قلوبكم فأصبحتم بنعمته إخوانا. My most respected, قابل احترام علماء كرام, my elders and brothers, I recited one ayat from كتاب الله. Before I give the meaning of the ayah, when this ayah was revealed, let me give the background of that. When the dam burst in Yemen and people of Sabah have to migrate from Yemen, two group migrated to Madinah Tayyiba, Zadallahu Sharfam wa Tazima, and one of them was known as Aus and one as Khazraj. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam were honored and favored with the kingdom of Nabuwat, then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam immediately started calling people toward Deen and Tawheed. One group of from Medina came to Makkah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam approached them and invited them to the Tawheed. Then one of them told, look like you got some word of wisdom. I also got. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, recite what you got. Then he recited some words from the wisdom of Luqman alayhi salatu wa sallam. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, I got some better than that. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited Kitabullah. None of them accepted Islam, they went back. Another group came, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam approached them, none of them, they accepted Islam. When third group came, there were six people among the group, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam approached them, they start mashura among themselves, that always in Medina, always the Jew treat us, that the sign of nice Nabi to appear is a right sign now. And when the Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam appear, we will accept him and then we will oppress you people. Then they decided before the Jew accept Rasulullah sallam, we must accept Rasulullah sallam. They accepted Islam and Rasulullah sallam, they are, I think, the six people, sent one, Hazrat Musab ibn Umayr, with them to go and preach in Medina. Then one group of 70 people came to Makkah Mukarramah, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam approached them and they accepted Islam and they invite Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that you must come and settle in Madinah Tayyiba. Then Hazrat Abbas radiallahu anhu told the group that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Madinah, Makkah Muazzama, then all our tribe and our family is there. He is safe among us. You give some guarantee that if you take him to Madina Munawwara, you will be loyal to him and you will protect him. Then they gave assurance. Then Allah Rabbul Izzat gave permission to Rasulullah Sassam. Then he can migrate to Madina. Now these two tribes, Aus and Khizraj, on some small incident, the fight broke out between them and that carried on for until 120 years. When they accepted Islam, by accepting Islam, they became brother of each other. Allah mentioned in this ayat, that you must remember you was enemy of each other. Then Allah joined your heart with love. فَأَصْبَحَتُمْ بِنَعْمَةِ إِخْوَانَا. Then because of this, you became brother of each other. Now Rasulullah Sassam and Sahaba migrated to Madinah Munawwara. Migration is not easy thing. It's a very difficult decision to leave our country and go in another country and settle there. You have to leave everything in your position. You have to leave your family. You have to leave your friend. You have to leave big circle of your very close relative. And you not show when you leaving this country and will go and settle in another country, what will be their attitude toward you? How they will give reception to you? Then Rasulullah Sassam when migrated, Alhamdulillah, Huzur ala Nabiyyina Salatu Wasalam established brotherhood among Ansar and Muhajir. And when Muhajir left Makkah, they left everything what was in their position, their wealth, their everything, land, house and everything. Now, in the time of Rasulullah Sassam, first time Huzur ala Nabiyyina Salatu Wasalam ordered that census must be taken and placed in Madinah Tayyibah. When the Muslim population was counted first time, their population was 500. Then second time Rasulullah Sassam ordered. Then second time when the Muslim population was counted, their population was between 600 and 700. Then third time in 5th Hijrah, again Rasulullah Sassam ordered, we must count the population of Muslim. Then the Muslim population of Madinah Tayyibah was 1500. Just see, 1500. When Sahaba came to know, now we are 1500, they were so happy. They were telling each other, Mubarak, now we are 1500, no power on the earth can crush us. Not 15 million. Only 1500, and their iman was so strong that they telling each other, now Alhamdulillah, we are 1500, and now not one power on the earth got the strength to crush us and defeat us. And that critical time, Sahaba was ordered, okay, now you must preach Islam. You must go forward with Islam. If you won't do that, فَإِنَّمْ تَفْلُوا تَكُنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَفَسَادٌ كَبِيرٌ. Then there will be fasad on the earth, and there will be mischief on the earth, there will be oppression on the earth. If you don't do that, if you don't do this, to invite the people toward deen, there will be mischief and fasad on earth. Even that time, there was great mighty power next to Arabia. One is Persian kingdom, very mighty power, very wealthy country, with a big arm and lot of ammunition. Another side was Roman Empire, also very mighty power. Now, Sahaba start inviting them toward Islam, and within accepted Islam, Sahaba declared jihad against them. And when the Sahaba left for battlefield, the enemy was laughing. They came with this inferior arm and ammunition to fight with us. We got everything superior. But that is the proof of history. Proof of the history, Sahaba played with them just like a child play with toy. They was brought down. The odd was against that. If there is a one Muslim, 5-7 non-Muslim in army. The great power is very helpful for Sahaba was their iman and yaqeen. Their iman and yaqeen. I give you a small example. What type of iman was of the Sahaba was? When the battle of Qadisiyah, Hasad Sa'd ibn Abbas, Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas radiallahu ta'ala defeated the army. Then people start collecting Mali Ghanimat. One ordinary soldier, he came with the crown of Rustam. Maybe in today's term we can say that was worth more than some million. And he gave that to Hazrat Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Then Hazrat Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas radiallahu ta'ala anhu asked him a question, "By what your name?" You know, he was delighted, how honest this person. Then what he replied, "I don't have to mention my name. He know my name, who I am. Jis khuda ke liye maine kiya, wo mujhe achhi tarah janta hai." So, and same thing, there's a very, very, very long history. So, what was the great power of Sahaba? Iman and practice. There was not only preaching, they was practicing what they was teaching. And when with the Iman you haven't got practical life, no matter you are 20 billion in this world, you can't do anything. You will be lowest in mankind. One day, a Roman king, he invited his minister and clever people to discuss why the Muslim is gaining ground so fast. If you read the history, you will come to know before the first century of Hijrah, the end of first century of Hijrah, Muslim army was docking the wall and door of China. So then he invited all the people of wisdom. I want to discuss something with you. Then they came together. I asked them, what is the reason? Muslims are getting ground so fast. Islam itne tezi se phail raha hai. What is the reason? Then they came to conclusion, you must send one deputation to Muslim country. They go there and make investigation. What is the reason people are accepting Islam so fast? And they went in the garb of merchant, and one priest was with them, and with them one big group of their slaves. They entered the Muslim country. They toured the whole of the Muslim country. They started from Damascus, and they tried their best to know the reason. At the end, they came back to Damascus, and they were selling goods. One Muslim merchant invited them for supper or lunch. Now all that group came for lunch. Then when the dastarkhan was set, then all the member of the deputation, they said, the Muslim merchant came, said, and all his slaves sat with him, surrounding him. Now that was a very shocking thing for the Roman slave. Can just see the master. At the time of lunch, all his slaves with him, and no difference between slave and master. The Muslim invited the Roman slave to come and join us, but they couldn't join. Why? Because that was not allowed by their master. That master and slave can eat together. They didn't join, then the deputation left the country. Then the king asked them, "Bhai, kitla vaje khatam karwan?" The king asked them, "What, you found some reason why Islam is gaining ground so fast?" Then they couldn't say anything. Then king replied, "I know the reason. Next meeting, I'll explain you what is the reason." In next meeting, all they came together. Then the king ask them a question. When last, before returning back to the country, you visited Damascus, a Muslim invited you. Who was he? No, he was a very big merchant. What happened? You accepted the invitation? Then told yes. What happened there? Then they narrated, we all sat down to eat. Then we noticed that all his slaves came and sat next to him. And they invited our slave, but our slave haven't got courage that in front of us he can go and sit with us and eat. Now where are your slave? Half of the slave left the country. Where they go on? They go on to the Damascus and they accepted Islam. Even the leader of our slave too, they accepted Islam. That is the reason Islam is spreading so fast. Because in Islam, what Muslim believe he practice, there is no difference between black and white, between slave and master. I will give you one quotation. You know Martin Link, who is the founder of the Protestant group? Yeah, Martin Luther. But one nice thing he said. Very great favor was done by Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to mankind. He broke each and every idol of racialism, tribalism, and all with every type of ism, bad ism. He broke all the idol. Very great favor done to the mankind. You go and read the history of Europe by Leakey. You read that and read the history of Greece, all. You will see the slave was treated like worse than any animal. Now I'll give you a small example. When Abu Sufyan al-Kiram entered India, we all convert Muslim. Entered India, that time in India, population of 82% were untouchable. They can't enter temple. They can't touch Veda. If they touch higher class Hindu, that Hindu have to take a bath. If his shadow fell on the Hindu, higher class Hindu food, that food became napak for him. Up to now, those people practicing, they are graduated from overseas. Up to now they practice that. Then, and only one thing, hate, hate and hate. Now, another one religion entered India. Full of love. Full of love, full of service, full of affection. And within very limited period, Hazrat Khaja Mohinuddin Ajmeri Rahmatullah Ali, when he entered India in Rajasthan, there was no Muslim in that time. Haja Sahab and all the Akabir who came of a saint to the India, what they done? They called all lower caste, made them sit next to them, feed them best food, help them, and do everything best for them within limited period. Now, when Islam came to India and now, some 100 years, the population of India, Pakistan and Bangladesh is over 300 million Muslim. Our population in this world is 1 billion and nearly 300 million. But we are lowest people in the world. Lowest people in the world, where was 1500 and where is 1 billion and 300 million? We was lowest. We became political football of the West. They can treat Jewish mind and Christian power. They can treat us the way they like. Yeah? And they can create fitna among this. Sometimes the fitna with the name of, you know, fundamentalism. Inshallah, one day I will speak on what is the fundamentalism. And from the time they were defeated by Ghazi Salahuddin, they came to a conclusion to defeat Muslim in the battlefield is not possible. Now we must change our tactic. What we must do? We must use pain. Create doubt about Islam in the heart of Muslim. Every country in Europe and America, they got chair of Islamic study in university. Yeah? Department of Islamic study. For what reason? Not the one reason, they want to know what is the truth. Only one reason. We must try very hard to find any weakness in the life of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we'll exploit that. Not with the good intention. Only intention is that. Tunaje, sorry to say that, many of our people went and studied there, and they became, you know, their student. Sometime they, you know, their position is just like his master voice. Yeah. Only different, in place of white person, now black oriental is coming in front of us. So since then they use the pain again there. Now we people, in this country, our future is bleak or bright. That is Allah left in our hand. If we accept Islam by heart, by body, and we become a committed Muslim, inshallah, we will open the door of Islam for non-believers. And by million, they will enter the door of Islam. Dua kijiye ke Allah Rabbul Izzat mujhe aur aapko tawfeeq de ke hum ایمان رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے قدم قدم پر چلے اور قرآن کی ہر ایک ہدایت کو ہم فالو کریں. وآخر دعوانا الحمدللہ.